Parshas Vayigash is sort of a small parsha sandwiched in other parshas, but the in a certain sense, it's a very critical parsha in the chibur between the brothers and Yaakov and Yosef being misached. We've spoken over the years a lot about Yehuda and Yosef and the two Malachim Miskoshim. I want to talk about a different Nekuda here. It says they came down to Mitzrayim. It says it was Shivim Nefesh. It says that if the Sahakol Kol Nefesh of Yaakov Mitzrayim or Shivim. So Chazal over here say that if you look at it, Biprotius, you don't have 70. So Chazal have a few ways of dealing with it. So, one is Yechevet, that she was born Ben Achoymes, or she was the Ibu, was not Kanan Losarat Mitzrayim. Then, there's another Pshat here, it says, Yaakov, Shechina, a whole bunch of Pshatim, Chushim Ben Dan, V'yesh Aymrim, Serach Bas Osha Hishlima Yimoynes Aminyin, that the one that was Mashal Aminyin is Serach Bas Osha. There's a mice in Tanakh where Yoav wanted to kill out a city, and there was an Isha Chacham in Tekoa who was sent to debate with Yoav. Omer, she said, Shimcha Yoav, Loima Shata Avli Yisrael, Venata Lekoitze, Veles At Lefum Shmecha. I mean, your name is Yoav. Yoav means your father, a father figure. And at the end of the day, you're a butcher, not a father. You're being koitza. V'les at lefum shmecha, you're not kefi your name. V'les at v'dovet b'nei Torah. At kan talmud yivay Torah. Doesn't it say, kisik v'le lachem and so on? V'omli man at. So she said, anoichi shloime emuni Yisrael. I am shloime emuni Yisrael. That's how she answered, Isha Tekoya. So Chazal darshid, anihi she shlamti minyon she Yisrael v'mitzrayim. I'm the one that a mashlim dominion of Yisrael Mitzrayim. Ani she shlamti nemon lenemon Yosef leMoshe. I also, it says another Chazal, that she showed Moshe where the Atmos Yosef are. Matem vakish lo misir v'lish ani em v'Yisrael. And Yoav let off. So, 2 points. First of all, the etzem fact that Serach Bas Osha is mashlim dominion of Shivim is, it's very nice, except it's kind of double dipping. It says over here that she's counted already. It says in the pasuk that Sarah Chachoisam, they Osha Yimna Yishra Yishri Bria the Sarah Chachoisam, and all of a sudden, so where is she going to be counted a second time? Mele Yocheved is not counted over here. She's not one of them. So you count her, but Sarah Pasasha is counted. So you might as well you could add any other children. So Chazal say, in the Mepharshim, Chazal Mepharshim say, explain that Pshat is, since she is big tzadekis and a very big person, she's counted twice. But that's very, very hard to understand I don't know the other people, but I don't know what it means she's counted twice because she's very big tzadekis. Chatez is reflecting counting twice. And yet, if you take a look, you don't have anybody else here. Lemaisi, also it's interesting, in the count of the Shvatim, you have mostly sons. Leiruven, Leishimin, Levi, Erev Onan, and so on. Everybody here is sons. You have Dina Bitoy, who is who is sort of a shave in her own right. And everyone else is sons. The only one that's listed that's a daughter is Sarah. It's strange. That's the only woman listed here, and it's kind of strange. It's interesting that Chazal say about Usher that the broch of Usher in Vezois HaBrocha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was a varach Usher, it says he repeats the broch of the Shemin. And he says, Baruch mi bonim asher yiritzi echav tev l'shem ragloi. So Rashi brings a Chazal over here that where it says he says Baruch mi bonim asher. I saw in the Sefri ein lecha b'chol shvatim shes Baruch mi bonim ke asher. Nobody was mizvaruch mi bonim like asher. Any of the ketzad, I'm not sure what that means. Where do you see asher? What should anybody else? Which is the pasuk shad of Baruch mi bonim. A second thing is he brings davar acher yiritzi echav. So benois of nois, his daughters were attractive, and vushenema b'divayomim who avi brozis. So benois of nesus kain gerdam shachem shemazais, that his daughters were very chashuv, and b'meila they married to kahanim gdolim and so on. So there's a maila about asher, something about the benois asher, and I would assume that that's why it's the only one that's listed here that's a daughter. There's no one else that's the daughter. But actually, it's kind of very, very hard to understand what is this Maila of Sarach Bas Asher over here. Another place where she figures, it says the Yonasan Ben Uzziel over here, which Yonasan Ben Uzziel, it's not a real Targum, it's a Medrash really. It's called Targum, but it's sort of a Medrash. He brings over here that this is Sarach Bas Asher. He says she's the one that was led by 600,000 malachim, and she went into Gan Eden living, because she was the one that was mevasa to Yaakov that Yosef is living. And there's a chazal here that, you know, different chazals that he didn't want to believe, and she somehow was able to get him to believe. So it's very nice. What does it mean that, I mean, that whole description, I mean, it's a nice thing to be mevasa to Yaakov, and it's really, really very good, and she did a wonderful thing. It didn't seem to take a lot of mesiras nefesh. It took some chachma of sorts, but what's this incredible schar? I mean, it says, Chazal said there were 9 people in entire history that went to Gan Eden living. To come to Gan Eden living is an extraordinary darga, and it's where do we see anything in the Maisa here that's so deserving? And 600,000 malachim, what mikoyach what? Where does that number come from? What is 600,000 malachim, and what did she do that was so incredible that this is her makom and so on? B'chol, Sarach Bas Asher is interesting. Chazal say that Chazal list as being Ma'arich Yomim. The points along the line of her life is that she told. I mean, like Chazal say, "V'anichus Shloimeh Muni Yisrael." I'm the one that's Mashal Minyan Yisrael. I'm the one that brings together the Minyan Yisrael. It says the lashon is she was mechabe neman le neman, anishlam to neman le neman Yosef to Moshe. So it says that she was the one who told Moshe where Yosef is buried. Since Moshe couldn't go up without taking Atzmas Yosef, and Atzmas Yosef wasn't clear where it was, she was mashlam that, and there was. And it also says she told Klal Yisrael when Moshe came and was and said that he's the goyel. She came along with the Messiris that he's supposed to say Pakat Pakarati and so on. So those are the nekudis that Chazal bring out in Sarach Bas Asher, and it's something that needs a havana. There's this nekuda here in Klal Yisrael, almost anonymous in Mitzad the Psukim Shaboi, except for over here where the Pasuk makes it very clear that she has a standing equal to everybody else, Sarach HaChoysam, and Chazal point out certain nekudas that this was the nekuda of Sarach in the Doris and so on. I need to be misamek a little bit in this inyan. There's another inyan that I want to touch on. In general, you find that by in Vayera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent 3 malachim. So there was a malach to heal. There was a malach to heal Sarah. There was a malach to heal Avram. To a malach to be the machrev stoim. And there was a malach to be mevaser that they would have a child in a year. What's the inyan of being mevaser? I mean, it's nice if somebody brings you a present, if somebody gives you $1 million. It's wonderful to get it. It's nice if somebody lets you know about it, it makes you happy a day earlier or whatever it is. That's really good. But I wouldn't say that's so critical. Yes, they wanted children, and it would. I mean, I imagine within a few months they would know that she was expecting, and even if it was a short pregnancy, but the whole life, they would know in a few months. So, is it nice that they know earlier? It's very nice, but why do you make a malach? It's equal. Turning over stone is a major event. Healing Avram is an event. Healing and making sorrow be able to be a children's event. I mean, being mevaser is nice, but that's it. You see it in Chazal, the way they describe Eliyahu Hanavi's tafkid as the being the mevaser of the geula. Bechal, the poskoil mevaser v'oimer, and the Python puts a whole slew of inyanim that there's a koil mevaser v'oimer, that there's a psura, and on the psura you have all sorts of different inyanim of geula that come through mevaser. There's a koil of psura. What's the chshivas of it? There's a psuras, the shmuras toiv, the shmuras ras, psura toiv, psura ra. In yanim that luchura, when a person tears kriya on a nifta, you tear kriya on the tsar of the nifta. How do you know the person was nifta? You can see it, you can hear about it, but the shmi is simply a chetimtza to find out the truth. So if somebody has a psura, So now I know that somebody was nifta. And yet the Chazal focus on psuris and being mevaser, being vaser toy, being vaser ra. It's a whole inyan of psura. And lechura, this is where Sarah fits in as being mevaser to Yaakov. It's very hard to understand what the what's the chshivas of it. It seems to be very, very peripheral. It's an added nuance of how do I know that somebody had a child. Well, I could meet the person in the street and he tells me. I could be at the hospital and see the later. I can read a letter. Say that. There's all dinim, just how to get the information. It's not of any significance. It's shigur the lishna to wish somebody psuris tevis. Not psuris tevis, tevis. You know, a person needs a refuah, so he should have a refuah. Not he should have a psura tevis on a refuah. Where's psura here? So let's take a look at another point in the Sedra. It says, you see twice in the Sedra, by Yosef, it says that kinivalu miponav. By Yaakov, it says vayofak libu lahamin. Whenever there's an akuda of toiv, it needs also to be niklat by the person. Let's give a very simple mushal, and then we'll say a more subtle mushal. Let's say somebody bought a lottery ticket for a 3-year-old, and it won, and he has millions of dollars. So, is it good for the child? Well, assuming it's good, but what does the child have from it? Very little. He sees everybody dancing around him and saying, wow, you're lucky, and how this and that. And he's still worried about the lollipop that somehow fell out of his mouth while they were talking to him. Has no klita of it. And as long as no klita of it, it's nothing happened. Let's say a person, Rahman al-Itzlan, had some sort of growth that was dangerous, and without his knowing about it, it disappears. So did the person go through a tremendously great event? Yes, the person was. Does the person have anything from that event? No, because there was no klita mitzad the person of the event. And if there's no klita, then it's not, then it has no shayachas to the person. I can't say the person was nene or was hutavloi, because the person didn't have a klita. The way in which a person gains from an event only as much as he's a kli kibble for that event. If the person is a kli kibble for that event, then the person, then that event belongs to the person. And if not, it doesn't belong to the person. So the critical piece that allows for somebody to have the toiv is that the person has in himself a kli for Kabbalah. The pashat kli, the aver in a person that's a kli kibble is the oizen. The oizen is the maral explains, when he speaks about oizen versus ayin, and why an oizen doesn't have a natural cover. The Gemara says that an eye has eyelids that automatically shut, you know, when something could be pegay in it. The oizen doesn't have, and that's why a person has to put his fingers in if he hears something he ought not to hear. That's the Gemara Ksubis. So Maral explains, so Maral asks, what was good? Akash Baruch gave you fingers. But he didn't, I mean, for the eyes, we have a built-in eyelid. We don't have to put our hands on our eyes. Why is it that in the ears it's open? So Maral says more or less that the person is a makabel mitzad his oznayim. And you need, just like a kli is defined by the fact that it has an available chalol, that it's open, that's what, in order to be kli kibul, it has to be open for Kabbalah. And therefore it can't be a matzav where it's shut be'etzim. Sometimes you have to stop it up. But the tzur is to stop it up. We've explained many times that the musik, a person kli kibul mitzad his oznayim, is that what I see with my own eyes is not really, I don't need to be makabalit. When I hear something, that's why I need to be makabalit. But al kapanim, the oizen is the kli of a person that's makabal. When a person, we're always ruggle to that the eyes have a much more vivid sense of what's happening. Let's speak of the Ikrim that says that Moshe broke the luchas dafka when he saw them rather than when he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's true that in terms of impact, the eye, the visual impact, is much more powerful than hearing about it. But the meaning given to it is through hearing. So just like when a person sees a picture in a newspaper, a picture is very powerful. But if there's no caption to it, which on a news caption, even though we read a caption, it's bezem shmia, it's information about something, it's diburim about something. Without a caption, we're frustrated because we don't quite get it. But when you have a caption on it, terrible massacre in this place, then it allows us, it gives us a framework to understand what we're seeing and to be makabalit and to integrate, to make it part of ourselves. So the koyach of shmia is the koyach of understanding and being toif is something, being koilit something through the oizen, that's the klita. So even when we have the thing itself, it's going to be the chelik that's misyachis to the oizen, the chelik dibur that's going to give us to the klita to it. That's the inyan of psura. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, if a person gives somebody else a matana taiva, the mashal we used before is a Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person gives somebody else a matana taiva, tzarech lohoidiyoi, you have to tell him, I'm giving you a present. Why? If the present is, the mashal, I'm giving somebody, somebody needed a refrigerator, he didn't have one. So if he gets an anonymous refrigerator, he gets a refrigerator. No, so I did the taiva with him. So the answer is, the refrigerator he got, but the yedidus, the chaverus, the ava that went into my providing refrigerator is not there. So when I tell him, I'm giving you this because I like you, because I want you to be nana, the person is koiled mitzad its ava, mitzad its yedidus, and not just mitzad the chayfet itself. So I could be getting, somebody could be meisenef, somebody could sell his last item to get me something I need. And if I don't have the psura, if I don't have the idea about it, I'm not going to be koilet that av and that yedidus. So the klita of the av and yedidus comes to that. So everything that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives, especially the big inyanim, come with psura. The basura is the achana that's making the person to the hair what he's getting now. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, "Hine anemevi es tzemach avdi." I'm bringing Mashiach Tzimchenu. I'm opening up myself to the hair geula. Other than that, I see events of which somewhat koilet, somewhat not koilet, and even though the geula is sort of, it comes to me, but my klit of it, I'm not koilet it unless it came with a psura. So the job of Eliyahu HaNavi is the mevasa. Mevasa lan psura is toivis rizun chomis for that klit. It's true even if a person knows. So we just describe situation where if I don't know that so-and-so is going to be present, I'm obviously not going to benefit from the av and the adidas that went into the present. But even sometimes when I know the information, but a person's emotions can't handle a big input. Rahman al-San, people suffer tremendous tragedies, sudden tragedies. Sometimes you don't notice any emotion on them. They're shell-shocked. And what's happened is they don't have a clear kibble for that amount of tsar, Rahman al-San. And b'meila, the tsar sort of, it's as if it sits on top of the person and doesn't go in. It's like a pipe that's clogged. It can't handle the volume of water, and a little bit goes through and the rest of it just sits on top. The person doesn't have the kalim for the klita of the idea, and therefore the person is not koiled it. It doesn't register. The ability to be koilet a yediya emotionally. Emotionally means that's where it's going to have shaykhus to the person. That's where it's going to be shaykh to the person. That's only shaykh in the oifin of where the person has a way of preparing himself for it to be koilet. The brothers, when they met Yosef at Tzadik, they couldn't nivalu mipanav. Lechazakin nivalu mipanav meant they didn't have any place, a klita, for what was happening. They couldn't be koileted. There was no makum in their mind where Yosef coming back to them could be niklat, and that's why they couldn't be koileted. Same thing with Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu couldn't be koilet Yosef. Did he? What's the difference if he believed it? He didn't believe it. He would see him sooner or later. But the problem is not, we don't need to have Yosef just as being around. Yosef has to be Niklat Yaakov. He has to be Niklat into Shvatim. He had been torn away from Shvatim, and Shvatim are not Shleim, are not Shalom without Yosef. So if Yaakov couldn't be koilet that mahalach, then he would never be. Klaisel wouldn't be nesachet. Technically, the all 12 Shvatim would be together, but they wouldn't be together in the way that they were together when Yaakov was a father to all of them, and they were all brothers. He'd be a long lost. He would still be a long lost brother hanging around. Sarach Bas Asher needed to make the klita that Yaakov should be koilet Yosef again. The oifin of it, the koiches hanefesh. It says that Asher had bonus nois. The whereas a man koyach is in being a mashpia, a woman's koyach is being koylet, niklat azer, and so on. The ability to the ability to make another person amenable to something is it's sort of an akeva. The ritsui echov, the ability to make the other person open to something, that's a koyach of an akeva. That's the koyach of nekevas, and where the Torah is mitzayin, the mile of nekeva, that's its mile. The mile of yoifi is that it allows something to be niklat. I see something new. I see somebody strange. What's the gateway of whether I clam up or accept? The answer is it appealing? Is it not appealing? That's the mifre. There are different levels of it. A very shallow person looks at the very surface, a deeper person looks more deeper. But the tchuna that allows an outsider to accept is the ma'il of yoifi. And Chazal, and this is the way Chazal types to Ritzui Echov. It's also true about Shemen. Shemen is something, by its nature, it's Seifeg and Koilet. It absorbs Reiches, it absorbs things. Shemen allows things to stick together without friction. The mile of Shemen lies in that Klita. And the Mela Serach Bas Osher personified the mile of being able to make something into a kibble for something else. And that's regardless. In having the tsura of a tzibah together, that everybody comes to the table with his milas. So I take a group of people, I take a group of 100 people, everyone is outstanding. That's nothing. That's usually a recipe for disaster. The koyach that allows it to become one is to build the koyach of klita into this group. In other words, the koyach of being koylet the other. So that's the shishim ribu malachim that Esther ordered her. In other words, Chazal said that her koyach was the koyach that allowed for Klaiyosa Shishim Ribui to become Shishim Ribui. Because had Yosef not been this chaba to Yaakov again, had the koyach of Serach Bas Osha not become Niklat, had she not left a stamp on Klaiyosa, then there never would be Shishim Ribui. There'd be Shishim Ribui Amim, but there wouldn't be an Am of Shishim Ribui. That's the Hagdara that the Shishri Malachim that led her. She's somebody who has the koyach of allowing somebody to be koyled something else. Yaakov had locked Yosef out. Yosef was gone. He was Misablov Esim Vishtaim Shana. And the brothers and Yosef were two different worlds. There was no way to be koyled the brothers and Yosef as Shvatim of one father. Whatever it was, her koyach was, she was able to get Yaakov to be koyleted. And b'meila, her schus is a central schus for Kal Yisrael. That's what she told. If you take a look at the parasha of Yoav, it's extraordinary. How would we deal with Yoav? If Yoav came to kill an entire city, we would say, Yerusha Merusha, you're a terrible person, you're a tzeach, how can you do it, and so on and so forth. We yell and say terrible things. I don't think that wouldn't work. Chazal says she was the Isha Chachama. Where was the Chachma? The Isha Chachama was, she said, who are you, Yoav? You're a father. Be koilet as a father. She opened up the Kli Kibble of Avhus that was there in Yoav. You're a Talmud Chacham. It says, as a Talmud Chacham, where you done. In other words, in being able to shtel tzu two things that are at loggerheads, the ability to understand and the her where will this person be koilet? B'derech klal, when we want to get Ruvain to agree to something, we bang on Ruvain. Take a stick and bang him over the head. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, even if I'm telling you it'll be good for you, I am telling you it'll be good for you. That's the tzur that we give. The chachma and the nekudas apostasia is you want it. You're an av. So the derech of an av is to be mekabel. That's the chachma of her. And Memela, she was the koyach of klita. And Bemela Yoyev as Yoyev decided to spare the city. That's as far as Sarah Pasasha goes. I want to bring this point out in another oifen, I guess in an oifen that's shayach to us a lot. So the way that we describe Nakuda, it's sort of a bit of American Nakuda, it's a Nakuda in terms of dealing and being mechaber people and so on and so forth. There's another Nakuda here. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go and be moidia klal Yisrael, that matana toive yesh bebeis kenozai. I have a matana toive for them. And it's Shabbos. There's another place. So this is the same Gemara that says that you have a chiyuv to be modiah other people matana toive. Modiah person, he has a matana toive of Shabbos. The Shayrish, it says the marshal by that Adam, every Adam is a tzelem lakim. Yisrael is chaviv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was midia to them that they were tzelem lakim. We make a mistake in how we understand ruchnius and our being affected by ruchnius. So if a person has Shabbos, listen, if Shabbos is as good as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it is, and Shabbos has all these holy oiris and so on and so forth, so fine, I'm Shomer Shabbos, and I guess if it says in the Holy Sfarim, I must be a much better person at the end of Shabbos than at the beginning of Shabbos. I mean, where's the flaw in the argument? Shabbos is gewaldic, the Helix Sfarim are right, so by definition, I'm a higher person every Shabbos. Pesach, Shavuos, Yom Tovim, everything, mitzvahs we do, they come automatically. The answer is no. It's true that the mitzvahs are mashpia automatically. But a person is only koilet. And therefore, just like the child who received millions of dollars as a Yerusha, as a lottery ticket, whatever it is. And he has no kelim to be koiled it. Just like a person, you know, a person suffers on a small tragedy, sometimes more than a huge tragedy, because a huge tragedy, he just doesn't have a kelim for it. There's no more nerves left to cry on such a hekiv. So the tragedy was 100 times over, but I don't have any kelim to be koiled that volume. So when a person asks himself, how am I affected by toiv or chas v'shalom, the opposite, the answer is two things. What type of hashpah does the inyan have? And what type of kelim do you have to be koiled? Let's take an example. The Gemara says if somebody is mis'abel yishlayim, so the Pashup Shad is it's like a schus, you know, it's like will you live long enough, not live long enough. But the answer is in a sense much simpler and much deeper than that. A person who doesn't live with the tsar of the golos, a person that doesn't live with the tsar of the emptiness of the world without the Shechina and how meaningless it is. How much comfort will he get from the geula? The person, I mean, what was I missing? I don't know. I wasn't missing all that much. We always stick the gula onto things that we feel missing. If I have a problem with panasif, then Mashiach comes with panasif. If I have a problem with health, Mashiach comes with healthy. But the etzim inyan of the galus and the gula, we don't have that sense. So how much will we be seichet in it to see the Yeshua and the Nechama? The events will happen in our lifetimes. But how much will we see of it? As much as we're sensitive to it. That's all. If somebody doesn't understand the chumrah of a disease he has, how much is the seichet to see the Yeshua? Well, he gets a doctor's report, but if he didn't understand how great the situation was beforehand, he doesn't see Yeshua Nechama here. He doesn't have the Yeshua Nechama. It's true about all the mitzvahs. How much Shabbos does a person have? The amount of Shabbos you have is kefi the kedusha of Shabbos, which is la'ein erech. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls matanat Torah v'gnozai. But what kind of kelim do we have to be koilet Shabbos? Do we say, you know, I work and work and work, but life is just a carousel. I'm just, you know, getting up, going to work, going back home again and again and again and again. Where's there a tachlis in life? What's the point of it? What am I living for? And Shabbos is what I'm living for. That there's an akud in the week when I say, oh, this is where I can forget about the b'zeis apecha and I can start living. This is where I can be misamek and safer. This is where I can learn. This is where I can think. This is where I can daven. Then a person has a lot of Shabbos. Without the psura, there's no geula and there's no Yeshua. Sometimes because it's too overwhelming, and that's why you need it. And most of the time, because we don't have enough kelim to be koiled it. Learning Torah is the single most effective way of having kelim for it. A person takes a lulav and esrog in his hands. Even let's look at the halachic level. So if all he knows is the Rav said that it's kosher, then it's kosher. But how much lulav and esrog does he have? How much does he have of hadar and shalachem and all those sugyas that determine a kosher esrog? How much can he admire? If somebody gives me a diamond and I look at it, it shines. Well, what can I tell about it? It shines and it's big or it's small. That's about it. That's about as much as I could say about a diamond. But if I knew and understood the shades and the cut and everything else, then there would be a whole new world, infinitely more richer. In the world of mitzvahs are big. It's an incredibly rich world of so many different angles and facets. How much of that do I have if I don't understand the halachas of it? And certainly if I don't, not misamik on the inyan shavoy, on lulav and esrog, on ninua, on azirhanukkah, tzeyar, and all of the nyanim that go into it, how much do I have if I don't have, if there was no psura beforehand? And mitzad ha-toichen, and certainly mitzad the emotion that a person say, I am now getting ready for something, and now preparing for something. I'm now, it's the zman of achana for it. The zman of achana allows it to create a certain kibble for it. The anticipation, the thinking about it, provides a kibble for it. It's an almost tragic situation where today, Bizman Azeh, we have more the ability to do mitzvahs and to do them b'shefa and to do them al atzara yoseh toiv, never existed before in Klal Yisrael. And emotionally, we've never been as empty, as devoid of connection to those mitzvahs. But like Davu, people know in Europe and Esrig, you have to be mefalpel to find all sorts of heterim for what passed off as an esrog. There was no, you couldn't just ship esrogim. Today, it's hard to find an esrog that isn't mehuda, mehuda, mehuda. It's a mitzias of it. We have a shefa. It tzitzis. The Chazish writes to somebody about putting on tzitzis, and he gives them a list of things he marked on. These are things that are elementary. This is the way you make tzitzis mass produced. This is the way we do it. So why is it that nothing? I mean, yes, you know, it's something, but still nothing. What's the reason for it? And the answer is that unless there's a mevaser, unless there is something to tell you, the matana toivish ish b'gnozai, to describe it, to educate you, to give you a sense of what it is, then you don't have it. And learning, it does it on two levels. First of all, a person who learns some tkuf in his life begins to understand everything has a lot to it. Nothing is a staminion. This is tfilin, this is tzitzit, this is that. A person understands it mitzad, the halacha shavoy, and that's certainly the aleph, that a person understands all the nuances and all the dinim and all the different facets of the halachic part of it. That's the first level. The second level is understanding the meanings behind it, understanding the what am I trying to do? And the third nikud is to create a barrier of zman. That I remember many years ago, I told somebody, I was speaking Eshet Torah, and he was asking me, what's the difference between a ben Torah and not a ben Torah? I mean, if both people are keeping mitzvahs. So I gave him a few things that popped into my head that I said, you know, at that time I was living as Israel for many years, and I used to go back to America very rarely. And the one thing that was very striking was that now it's Israel, everything closes down pretty much Friday lunchtime. Even the fireplace, I mean, unless somebody is going to Mechal Shabbos, everything closes down. There's a winding down. In America, I would see Chassidish Eden running a quarter of an hour before lichtbenching, closing the stores and running home on a winter. And it kind of shocked me, jarred me. It didn't jar me so much as, you know, what's going to be if he doesn't make it in time, but jarred me like how Shabbos interrupts your work day. It's not the pshat, it's like, imagine a scene where somebody's getting married, and he goes to work and says, oh, it's late, I'm going to miss my chuppah. They don't find such a thing because you build a circle of anticipation around it. You begin to slow off a tkufa before it. Tkufa, certainly a day, certainly a few days, you're kind of anticipating it. A person that doesn't create those anticipations is not going to get all that much out of it. The anticipation is to build in yourself a kli kibble for what's going to happen. I'm about, when we say the hini mukhurim zumans for a mitzvah, I'm about to undertake doing X. This is the meaning of X. This is what it is. And then when it happens, when it comes, the person is a kli kibble for having it. The nekuda that we take away from it is that all the big inyanim in the world, whether it's Yosef being mezgal to the brothers, or Yosef being reunited with Yaakov, or even the Geula Shleima, which is something that is the most momentous event, they all take their meanings only in the level of psura that's kaidamit, because that makes them in tachana. And Klal Yisrael has the right instincts. When we wish somebody something, we usually wish it as psuris toivus. The person should be an esbasa toivus, because to fall into toiv without a psura means that we're missing the toiv. What a tragedy when somebody is zeichet a lot of toiv, and he is not zeichet to it. It happens to him, but he's not zeichet to the toiv. The psuris toivus, the Shevish of Surah Stavis comes from Sefer Sasha, and the Tzipiyah of Kaisel is for that the Toiv that comes should be preceded by a Mevasa Toiv. Shabbos.
Beautiful, beautiful. But like the brothers, it says, like in Rashi, they were thinking maybe the Shai Yosef.